For several years now, many states have offered families a chance to pay for a child's college education years ahead of time. States have successfully promoted prepaid tuition plans as a hedge against tuition inflation. But NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports budget problems are forcing states to back away from these plans.
Not one of the 20 states that offer prepaid college tuition plans has been spared the bad news. Unless the economy picks up soon, all of them will be taking in less money than what they'll need to cover the full tuition for well over a million students. Colorado saw this coming years ago.
We've been experiencing losses for about 2.5 years now.
Deborah DeMuth manages Colorado's prepaid tuition plan. She says most of the money that families pay into this plan was invested in stocks and bonds that have not done very well. That's one problem. The other is the state's decision to slash funding for higher education.
And that's driving up the cost of tuition. If the schools can't get it from the state appropriations, then what they're doing is they're having to pass those costs on to students through higher tuition costs.
So it's a domino effect.
It's a domino.
A domino effect that's shaking the public's confidence in prepaid tuition plans all over the country. Florida, which runs the nation's oldest and biggest prepaid tuition plan with nearly 740,000 families enrolled, just last week announced that its plan cannot guarantee full tuition down the road. Ohio's prepaid tuition plan is facing a projected $70 million shortfall, Washington State $21 million, Maryland $30 million. Even if tuition increases continue to outpace what families are paying into these plans, most states say they will cover the difference. It's guaranteed. College finance experts say no one thought this would ever be in doubt.
The prepaid programs were created with all the best intentions.
Larry Gladio, who once worked for the College Board, says prepaid tuition plans initially made sense. Parents could lock in the price of college, pay the full tuition well ahead of time, and not worry about having to borrow enormous amounts of money down the road. It was easy for parents as well because the state, not them, took on the responsibility of covering higher costs.
It really was kind of a nifty idea. But my question was, when these programs were being created back in the boom years of the 90s, was what happens in the next recession?
Gladio says no one wanted to deal with this question.
I think state legislatures and governors were fooling themselves a little bit, and I think it was a little misleading to say that this was a complete guarantee.
No one is saying that parents are going to lose any of the money they've put in, but to this day, Gladio worries that states are still creating a false expectation that full tuition will be covered no matter how bad things get. The folks who run these programs, of course, don't think things will get much worse. Diana Cantor runs Virginia's plan and chairs the College Savings Plan Network, which monitors prepaid tuition plans across the country.
I think at the end of the day, the thing that's important to remember is that the people who are in these plans already are going to be protected.
Back in Colorado, though, that's still a big question. Officials there have closed the plan to new investors, and Deborah DeMuth, the plan's administrator, says she's also had to tell people who've been in the program for years that the state probably won't be able to cover big tuition increases in the future.
And in fact, we've given people an option to get out of the program and get out early if they'd like to before February 20th and get the full amount that they would have received otherwise.
After February 20th, families in Colorado will not be able to pull all their money out at once for fear that if too many people do that, the fund would go completely broke. So far, 1,000 accounts worth $6 million, that's 10% of the fund's assets, have pulled out. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.